God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Pride, the strategy of the enemy, is to get you to move in pride, the pride of life. The middle letter in pride is I. But there is no I in God. There is no I in Jesus. And there is no I in the Holy Ghost. Y'all better understand something about the Yahweh. The Yahweh is self-contained. And so when we understand that God is self-existent, you know that you are unique when you have over 100 demonstrations of your name. I got one name. Now, I know a lot of people call me other names, but I only have one. God has so many names because each one fits a character. Glory to God. God is so awesome. He said, Abraham, yes, Lord, you waited a long time for that boy. Yes, I did. Whew, 100 years old, and you finally gave him to me after promising him to me when I was 75. He said, yeah, ain't you happy? Yes. He said, now he's 16 years old. Yes, he is. And I've been teaching him about the promise. I've been teaching him all about your word. Yes, you have. I'm proud of you. Now kill him. No, God, man, I'm not Pentecostal. I'm Presbyterian. We don't do that stuff in our church. Kill him. Take him and offer him. He gets his boy, straps the wood to him, rides over to Mount Moriah, which is in the mountain chain of Calvary. Somewhere in that mountainous region is Mount Calvary. Abraham's going there to facilitate sacrificing his son. But several thousand years later, a son will be given in that same mountainous region. The difference is, when Abraham went to sacrifice him, God said, no, there's a goat. But when Jesus was sacrificed, he died for the goats to make us sheep. You tell me God don't deserve praise. Abraham laid the boy down, and the boy had such trust in his father. He could have pushed that old man over and ran down the hill. He said, Father, I see the wood. And I see the altar. He said, but where is the sacrifice? Now, I'm used to you killing one of them sheep we got. He said, but where is the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will provide it. Lord, have mercy. He laid that boy down, raised that knife with an ear that was tuned to heaven. And the voice came, Abraham, stay your hand. Whew. Whew. Hallelujah. Thank you. He said, now I know you love me. He said, now look behind you. And caught in a bush was something that would not happen by natural occurrence. Goats and rams are the most sure-footed of the beast. They don't get caught in bushes. But Abraham's ram was divinely prepared. He said, now go ahead and kill that. And Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. You serve a God that when you obey, he will provide. You say, Bishop, God hasn't provided for me yet because you have not obeyed.
when you obey.
Now, why does God do that? Because he don't want anything in us to be a big shot. When Abraham left Mount Moriah, he said, truly, the Lord is great. Truly, That means God can't call you to do what you cannot do. And listen, when you can't do it, he provides it for you. God wanted a sacrifice that day. He wasn't trying to kill Isaac because he had promised Abraham that his son was going to be heir. So later on in the New Testament, we learn that Abraham was going to kill his son because he believed that God would raise him up. That means whatever you give God, you trust he's going to replace it. Amen. Amen. You don't give anything to God without knowing he's going to give it back. Press down. Shake it together. Oh, I wish I had somebody who knew a praise. Our God is awesome. How you gonna take credit for God? Wakes you up in the morning, stirs you. When the devil tried to break in your house last night, God said, not on my watch, be gone. Ooh, you were asleep. He didn't even let him come in the house. They were trying to break through the window. God said, not tonight, move on down the street. You best praise him like you know. Watch this. The second strategy, which goes along with deceit, is to send a false teacher. Usually a very impressive teacher. He will send these individuals into your hands so that you would be continually deceived. These individuals are people who minister their own righteousness. They do not proclaim the righteousness of Christ. They will push human goodness and works, ego and self-image. They will say that what goes on in the church is injurious to them. They will begin to act like they own the church. They will make statements of correction and self-improvement that simply come back to lift them to a higher position. They will speak in an area of self-righteousness that exalts their mind and their will above God. Paul says these individuals must be avoided. We are not to give them our Pentecostal time because our soul is at stake. We are not to sit under those ministries and listen to those ravening wolves who destroy the validity of the Word of God. They will strip you of your holiness, strip you of your faith, and try to control you by their nefarious ways. They will allow people to live ways that are contrary to the Word of God so that they may gain friendship with that person. Paul says, avoid these people. These messages come to appeal to your flesh. When you are living a life substandard to the will of God, it is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit to warn us that our lives are no longer indicative of the grace of God. No, I dare not suggest that God will expose you to embarrass you, but God will expose you to you so that you will run to him. And in Psalm 51 say, God, don't take your mercy from me. But these false teachers will plague your mind with lies. They will tell you that Jesus is not Lord, that Jesus is not God. They will tell you that Jesus is just a figment of your imagination. They will tell you that he was a prophet, that he was a son. But according to John chapter 1, Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. My brothers and sisters, you need to accept Jesus Christ as God. The Son of the living God is God. You cannot hide from that fact. He is God. He is holy. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the righteousness of God, the author and finisher of our faith, the firstborn of the dead. He is our high priest, our emancipator. He is our warrior from heaven, our battle axe in the time of battle. He is our war horse when we're going through a war. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He is God. When Moses asked God to identify himself, he said, your people are going to ask your name because all the gods of the nations surrounding Israel, their God has a name. And prior to the Exodus, no one knew God's name. And so when the writers would write the historical components of the Word of God, the Hebrew language has no vowels. And so they would write YHWH. We added vowels to make it say Yahweh. And every time they would write that name, they would quickly wash their hands because his name was so holy. But when Moses talked to God, he said, now look here, I need to know your name so I can tell people who you are. The Babylonians have a god. The Amorites have a god. Everybody has a god, and their gods have names. He said, Moses, tell them I am. When you stand before the people, just say, I am. It speaks of the present God who never was and never it will be, but the God who is now. I am what you need me to be. If you're sick, I am Jehovah Rapha. If you feel lost, I am Jehovah Roy, the Lord your shepherd. If you feel like you're not saved, I am Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord your righteousness. I am whatever you need.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12215P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bishop Lambert's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture, is now available for purchase at Amazon.com and ChristianandTheCulture.com. You can buy your book online or join Bishop Lambert for a special book signing on Wednesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. at Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church, located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road in Lindenwall, New Jersey. God is calling Christians to a higher level of spiritual awareness. The Christian and the Culture is a valuable resource for overcoming the tricks of the enemy. Be sure to get your copy of this life-changing book and learn how to become a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For more information, call 215-885-2585.